now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
People often laugh when I say that one of my favourite piano players is Liberace. Well, it's true. I'm a fan. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I think that these days he's been largely forgotten. And sadly, the Liberace Museum even had to close down because of lack of attendance in Las Vegas. Well, I think this man is a magnificent pianist and a real entertainer of the highest caliber. He was loved by many for many, many years, and there's still a few of us fans out there. So this week, a special tribute to the man himself. We are going to be talking about a new show that I've added to the Cocktail Nation list. We'll talk the World of Swank Gig Guide, play some great music for you, and of course, we always kick off with a very cool track. This time, one of my favourites, Los Shimmy Shakers, Emperor Norton Stomp on the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocteau Nation, Lalo Schifrin there, and Mission Impossible theme. It's Coop Cooper with you. This week, talking Liberace. Now, I thought to myself, how will I tackle the topic of Liberace? Because it's so wide and varied. We could talk about his clothes. We could talk about the fact that he never came out. The fact that it's highly suspected that he died of AIDS, although never proven. And I thought, you know what? I don't want to talk about those things. I want to talk about his life and his musical genius. It's a great film if you'd like to see some of the controversy around his life, and that's the Behind the Candelabra film starring Michael Douglas and Matt Damon. That's worth checking out if you'd like to see that side, the slightly more tawdry side of Liberace's life. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about his music. And I found a very interesting interview from Thames Television. He came from a family that was involved in the entertainment business, as it turns out.
As a child, my father played in silent picture houses when they used to have live music to accompany the films. And Dad used to sort of babysit me from the theater pit, orchestra pit, you know. And I'd sit in the front row and I'd look up at all these marvelous people on the screen. And I remember seeing movies with Rudolph Valentino and Vilma Bankey and all those theater bearers.
He talked about being an entertainer and asked whether or not he actually plays the piano for himself ever.
Well,
at all.
I think when I play for myself, I'm playing mostly to learn. Music is a never-ending learning process. Just when you think you've mastered it all, somebody comes along with a new sound or a new tempo, or you know, and you're always learning. That it's a vast study, music, and I'm glad it is, because I'd like to think that when I'm 80, you know, I'll still want to learn something that I haven't accomplished. You know?
Being a successful entertainer, Liberace was on the road constantly. He talked about life on the road.
I'm on the road and traveling. I find I have to almost lead the life of an athlete. It's very taxing physically, because it isn't just the performance, but all the things that go with it. You know, you're just one person, and yet there are hundreds of demands on your time. Everybody wants a little piece of you. And so that's very tiring, you know. And you have to kind of live the life of an athlete. You got to get your rest, you got to watch what you eat, and you got to be careful not to go to extremes when it comes to having a good time, for instance. I try to do things in moderation, you know, and I drink and I smoke, but I do it moderately, because I know that it would have an effect on my performance if I didn't watch it. I never drink before performance. But after, sometimes I have a couple of drinks to kind of relax me and turn off my adrenaline, so to speak. And when I'm off the road, I can completely relax. I can forget I'm a performer, a musician, and I can get involved in other things.
Because one of the things that people forget is Liberace was so big, so successful. He was up there with Elvis during the 1950s, and his career never changed. He became Mr. Las Vegas, and people forget about that. He talked about his incredible wealth.
I certainly don't count my money before I go to bed. But it just seems that, you know, after all these years, and that these rewards have come to me, and I just sort of appreciate them and enjoy them, and I don't gloat over them. I feel that I share them with other people. But yet my work is my most important and happiest thing that I do. I love performing. And when I'm on stage, I feel, you know, that I'm in charge. You know, and it's kind of marvelous to be able to take an audience and mold it into different emotions and draw not only laughter from them, but whatever the music calls for.
He is certainly an amazing, amazing musician, and I encourage you to check out his music, if you can go beyond the gaudiness of Liberace, if you can go beyond the cheesiness of Liberace and just see what an amazing musician he really is, I certainly encourage it. Here he is with his version of Laura on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. up Lounge Lothario in the dictionary, and you'll find a picture of Coop smiling. The Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This is the end of a beautiful friendship. It ended a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. I know, for your eyes told me so. We were always like sister and brother till tonight, when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship, and just the beginning of love. We were always like sister and brother till tonight. that was the end of a beautiful friendship and just the beginning, just the beginning, just the beginning of a perfect, wonderful beginning.
Cocktail Nation, Sue Rennie there, and a beautiful friendship. Some shout-outs this week, James Coleman, Eric Robinson, John Irvin, and Lisa Thomas. Also played the Desmond Quartet in there, and the song, Take Five. Coming up shortly, our Look at the World of Swank gig guide. And right now, Dear Cherry, talking about recovery, a retro recovery.
The girl who gives good advice, sugar and spice. See, Dear Cherry, Cherry Recovery.
I know a lot of my listeners enjoy a finely made cocktail, but some of you have had enough cocktails to last a lifetime, and you know who you are. While not everyone is experiencing the lost weekend, the stats I heard are that more than 25% of the population has substance issues. It is more widespread than you can imagine. So, if you are around someone who is on the wagon, please be supportive of their choices. This is why I always insist on having good, quality, non-alcoholic libations available for any gathering. A good host or hostess tries to get to know guests well enough to offer them libations that will make everyone comfortable, short-term and long-term. Yeah! Listen, life is full of ups and downs and some pretty unique challenges. The point is to enjoy the ride for all it brings us. And remember, when someone is dealing with any kind of addiction, your lack of judgment and love for them as a friend will go a long ways to help them on their recovery resolutions.
Yeah, she's our favorite bone of me, Dear Cherry, Cherry Curry.
America's queen of modernism, manners, and mirth, CherryCapri.com.
Remember this golden classic. Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Cocktail Nation.
Here is a world of communication tailored for your needs of today and tomorrow.
Coop, how are you, man?
Very good, very good.
Awesome. Hey, Coop, how you doing? You know, I love your program. Hey, buddy. Always connect with you, man. It's, like, been way too long. You gotta come out here. Are you gonna come out?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, Mr. Ho's Orchestronica with Miniskirt and the Tiki Lounge Crew in there. Before that, with Martini Nova and Elmer Bernstein, the Jazz at Waldo's. Now, we've decided to put up a new Cocktail Nation show. Of course, midweek, I've got the Cocktail Nation Evenings at the Penthouse, which is our special cocktail jazz show. And just recently, I was going through some of the vaults of the Cocktail Nation down in the basement. I thought, there's something like 400 shows here. More than that, actually. We're up to 405 this week. So a lot of shows. And I thought, it just seems like such a waste. When I go back and I look at some of the statistics that are coming through via the podcast page, some of the early ones not being listened to at all. Some aren't there anymore because of changes of servers and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, well, you know what? Let's retool them. I'm going to bring these shows back to you again so that you can enjoy them. We'll cut out some of the less important stuff, current stuff that I might have been talking about, and just bring you these cut-down versions of the show. So I'm calling them Cocktail Nation Twilight, and they'll be popping up during the week from time to time. Let's take a look at the worst swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Awana Luau at the Lake, June 23, Lake George, New York. Hukilau, June 8 in Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, Tiki Oasis coming up August 18 in San Diego. And on the website, cocktailnation.net, a stack more gigs for you to check out. Here's Mancini and Cha-Cha Fugia. Hello, buddy. How are you?
All the stars of law, all the stars of law across the globe.
Hey, Coop.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hello, Warwick speaking.
Hello, Warwick. It's Coop Cooper from the Cocktail Nation. How are you?
Hey, good, mate.
Coop Cooper, the lounge leader.
Coop.
Direct from the city penthouse.
Yeah, I was just shaking a cocktail. Perfect timing for me.
The lounge Lothario. Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation is Sydney's James Morrison, and a cool little song called The Call. No, I reckon you could probably use that one in a burlesque number. Jackie Gleason before that, and Moon River. Something I mentioned last week, I just want to quickly mention again, is our new thing called the Cocktail Nation Magazine Lounge Life. It's via Flipboard, so all you need to do is set up an account with Flipboard, and you can read this digital magazine. Comes out several times a week. And there's some great retro stories on there, well worth checking out. And I just love the way Flipboard do things. It feels like a hard copy magazine as you flip through the story. So I troll the internet for some of the best stories that have a retro lounge feel, and then whack them into the Flipboard page of Cocktail Nation. So check out the Cocktail Nation online magazine, Cocktail Nation Lounge Life. Here's Diana Krall now. And bésame mucho.
Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero sentirte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte. Después,
she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ooh. But I watch her so sadly. Can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly, But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see, doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem, que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
But I watch her so sadly.
Ah, porque tudo é tão triste.
Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see.
Por causa do amor,
she just doesn't see.
Nem olha pra mim,
she never sees me.
Por causa do amor,
ding, 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 ding.
Out of everything fabulous in this here world, some girls just stand apart. Guys who drink martinis and wear cultured pearls have a special place in my heart. They both say perfection in their own way. To me, they are fine works of art. Gals who drink martinis and wear cultured pearls get me going right from the start. My pulse starts to quicken when I spy the white gleam of that pea-sized perfection from Oyster Supreme. Preferring martinis to Jack or Jim Beam, well, it might seem extreme, but my thoughts turn obscene. So here's a little wisdom for all of you dames, philosophy a la Descartes. If you drink martinis and wear cultured pearls, you found the best way to my heart. Oh! My pulse starts to quicken when I spy the white gleam of that pea-sized perfection from Oyster Supreme. Preferring martinis to Jack or Jim Beam, well, it might seem extreme, but my thoughts turn obscene. So here's a little wisdom for all of you dames, philosophy a la Descartes. If you drink martinis and wear cultured pearls, you found the best way to my heart. You found the best way to my heart. You found the best way to my heart.
I just love his sense of humor. That is H.B. Radke, Martinis and Pearls. Also played Frank Sinatra and the girl from Ipanema on the Cocktail Nation. And starting off with Diana Krall and Besame Mucho. Well, next week on the show, some classic comedy coming your way. I'm going to leave you with John Tillman now and Caravan. Stay here.